will people be like in the last days? Well, it's not going to be good. Hello there. This is Pastor Pete Pavelic. Thank you so much for joining me for this daily Devo. I hope you'll come over and connect with me at my website, pastorpete.org. You can learn more about our ministry, sign up for our daily Devo email, learn about upcoming trips, grab a resource if there's one there that'll bless your life or whatever else. There's a lot there for you at pastorpete.org. You know, I was reflecting today in 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I just want to read a couple of these verses to you. And it reminded me of the hard times to come, but also the hard times that we're in, because we see some of what the Apostle Paul is talking about here in chapter 3 already happening in our day and age. Here's what he says. He says, "But know this, hard times will come in the last days." We all know the last days are going to be hard and difficult for a lot of reasons, but I want you to hear the characteristics of the kind of people that Paul goes on to list here starting in verse 2. He says, "For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, proud, demeaning, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness but denying its power." And then he says, "Avoid these people." I don't know if you counted those or not, but I'm counting close to 20 things there. And I can see all of those things happening in our world. I can see all of those things happening in our culture. And it's not just here in America, it's around the world. People are indeed lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful. People are more demeaning now and cutting each other down and hurting each other than I've ever seen in my life. People are ungrateful and unholy and unloving, irreconcilables. A lot of people just, you can't reconcile with them. You cannot find common ground. They are irreconcilable, as Paul points out here. Slanderers, boy, we could talk all day about that. And then he just goes on and on and on. But there at the end, you know, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. We see that all over the place. We even see it in our churches. Perhaps that's the place it's the easiest to see how much people love pleasure, love what's going to tickle their ears, love what makes them happy, love what makes them comfortable, rather than really just loving the Father and worshiping the Father. I mean, we see that even in the church. And then this last one is one I really thought about, and I would encourage you to think about it today as well there in verse 5. Holding to the form of godliness, but denying its power. Holding to a form of godliness, something that looks good, but really denying the power that comes with true righteousness and holiness. Think about that. Is that you? Is that in your life today? And then Paul gives some advice here. He says, avoid these people. Don't be one of these people, and don't hang out with these people. Man, I hope you'll go back and read that today. If any of that's in your life, get rid of it. Get it out of there. Ask God to forgive you. Repent of it and move on with your life. May God bless you today. Come over and visit me at pastorpete.org. We'll see you tomorrow.